Hello, explorers. How are y'all doing today? I thought I'd take a step aside, and before I dive into more episodes of Launching Forward, I thought I'd share with you how I launched forward and share with you my story as to how I got to work for NASA and why I left. And mostly, I wanted to talk about why I left NASA, because a lot of you guys have asked me, like, why are you not there anymore? What happened? Did you get fired? Did you quit? And so I just thought I'd, like, clear the air and share my story. So let's get started. Welcome to the Launching Forward podcast, a podcast dedicated to those who want to rocket towards greater physical, mental, and intellectual health, where we help you discover, explore, and achieve great and sustainable tips on how you can become mission fit forever and reach for the stars. In other words, explore your full potential. I am your host, the nutrition and math coach, Layla Aliyah. Let's get started. All right, so working for NASA was one of my lifelong dreams. And I remember when I started pursuing NASA, I was in third grade after watching Apollo 13, the movie, and I was just so fascinated with that technology and just the perseverance of failure is not an option. And it became a lifelong dream of mine. You know, I wasn't into sci-fi or any of that those areas of interest. I was just really fascinated with space and fascinated with travel and astronauts. And so my parents did an amazing job supporting that goal of mine. And since I was living in Houston, Texas, I was able to go to the Space Center anytime I wanted on the same day and back. And so that was like a really wonderful blessing to have. And I think also another part is like the movie Apollo 13 would say, Houston, we have a problem. I'm like, oh, I'm from Houston. I said Houston. So there was that connection as well. So I pursued engineering and I went to Purdue University to predominantly go to engineering school because I had researched where all the astronauts had went. And I applied to 11 universities. And I remember applying to all the universities that there was a good engineering program where the astronauts went to school. So when I got accepted to Purdue, I was just like starstruck. Like I couldn't believe that I got accepted to the university that Neil Armstrong went to and the first and last man going to the moon. And to know that there was 22 plus astronauts that went there. And so I went to, I pursued engineering at Purdue with such great pride. And it did kick my butt. It was a lot of work. So my first internship at NASA was actually in California, where I worked for EarthCam, which is now called, I believe, Sally Ride Science. It was started by Sally Ride. And then I ended up doing an internship at Kennedy Space Center in 2008. And that was the Kennedy internship program, I think. And it was just awesome. And then from there, I applied to the co-op program. And mind you know, this was around 3 years of work because I didn't have the best grades in the beginning. And it took me a couple of years to bring that GPA up. And not to mention, I also found out during that time by my third year of engineering school that I had ADHD and dyslexia. So that explained why I was having so much anxiety, testing anxiety. And so the biggest motivator was working and pursuing for NASA to kind of fight through those hurdles. And so I got my first co-op in 2009. I'll never forget it. I was so honored. I was working there, and that was during the time of Constellation was about to get started, and the shuttle program was coming to an end. And 2008, 2009, I was told, like, these are the best years at NASA. We're going back to the moon. It's amazing. And then 2010 happened, and that's when Constellation got canceled. And the things that I was working on with my teams, they were getting rerouted, canceled, put on the back burner. And it was a very rough time because this was my first experience working in engineering where I'm learning how things are applied, and it was starting to become a little discouraging. And so I started seeing the layoffs witnessing the layoffs, the energy changed at work. Cubicles were getting more and more vacant. And it's just you and a few other people. But I was one of the young ones in the majority, and I didn't have a family or a partner to support. And I was supporting myself alone, and I started noticing my passion was changing. And I was looking more forward to my yoga practice than work, trying to cope with the changes and realizing that what I was supposed to do for the rest of my life may not be that reality of what I thought what my life would be like. So I talked to my mentors about what to do. They told me to pursue whatever I feel called to do, but to not stay for the team because I was so team-driven and team-trained to be loyal to the team that when I spoke to my mentors, who I'm so grateful for, they told me, like, do what is absolutely best for you because you are replaceable. And that was eye-opening. It wasn't like my mentor was saying, like, you're not worth it. They were saying that whether you're alive or you're not, this role will get filled. And what role do you want to have during this lifetime that you have? And he wasn't telling me that things are changing and there's a lot happening after 35 years of a Shodo program. And 25 to 35 years, that time frame of a program called the Shodo program was going, and now it's starting to transition into something else. And that was really interesting to hear that, you know, these individuals have been doing this for a long time and everyone's affected. And mind you, during that time that I was at NASA, like I'm going from this all-time high to all of a sudden I'm experiencing this all-time low. And then a reality checked in for me, and that was my uncle, who I consider to be a second dad to me, was diagnosed with brain cancer. And then that comment of you're replaceable came to mind. And I realized that I really have given so much of my time to NASA that I've basically neglected a lot of my loved ones in those precious years during my, you know, college focus of being away and being out of state and doing internships and being away for the summers and missing holidays. I was so career focused. And to some degree, it was healthy. Some, it was not. Plus, I was also alone a lot and coming home to an empty apartment. But the moral of the story is this. I decided to pursue something different. It's okay to change your mind and make a change. That is what's beautiful about this life. Having the free will to become anything you want to be. You just have to pursue it. And so do I consider myself a failure for leaving NASA? Oh, I did for a while. I did. It was really hard to accept it because it's NASA. But that little voice inside me was telling me, listen to your gut. And that was something I prayed really hard about. And it felt like the right thing to do. And so I found out later that a lot of people were going through the same transition as well. It all comes down to what is your gut saying? What feels right? What is right? Don't do anything because it sounds good. Does it also feel good? But I will say this. I am so grateful to have worked for NASA. It saved me. It helped me focus on a goal. It helped me become a better person as I was growing into this adult life. It taught me to give my 100%. And, you know, that philosophy of failure is not an option, like learn how to deal with failure, learn how to problem solve. And that entrepreneurial spirit is what my mentors taught me. They said, when you work here, you also become very entrepreneurial. And I didn't have that in my radar at the time, because now I am an entrepreneur. But it made sense how you just become such a good problem solver that you can apply those skills for life on anything you do. And I'm so grateful for that. It taught me to give my 100%, like I said, working with one of the best minds in the world, surrounding myself around intelligent individuals, and avoiding negative people and temptations, which was huge because when you're that age, you're around so much temptation when you're on your own and you can make some lifelong horrible decisions that can affect you for the long run. And I'm just really grateful that I was able to avoid all that because my mind was focused on that goal, that career, and making lifelong friends and mentors and just learning important life skills. So it was a blessing to have worked for NASA. It has helped me become who I am today. It's a part of me. So that's the question that I have these days is like, did I quit NASA? Did NASA like leave me? No, NASA's a part of me. And, you know, I'm still exploring today. It's just the way it transition looks so different to some people. And that is why I always say everyone's mission plan is different. There is no perfect template in anyone's life, whether they're pursuing that goal. It may have looked great for the previous astronauts and engineers that work there, but today, everyone's template is different. And I think that's what you want to apply from this podcast today is whatever you're pursuing, the outcome is not going to look like it is in the textbooks. As long as you're making a positive impact into society and around your loved ones and it's not affecting them and it's just lifting you up, you want to be around people that lift you up and also the environment you're in. I always tell people, you're getting a degree, but you're also getting a degree in hard knocks at the same time. So I just thought I'd share that with you guys, and thank you for your time. I would love to know your thoughts on this. If you ever want to, feel free to email me, reach out to me on my Instagram. But this took about 10 years in the making to happen, honestly. Never thought I would share it, but I just felt like, you know what, I think it's important that people hear this, that failure is still not an option. And what people may think is your failure, it doesn't mean it's a failure, and that's not the truth. It's the decision you made from that experience to take you to the next step, and that's why I say you're launching forward into something better that fits your life, that allows you to make the best impact for other people from you, and you're happy, and you're making an impact. All right, guys, I'll let you go. Thank you so much for your time, and I'll catch you later. Keep exploring. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Launching Forward podcast. If you got value from today's episode, please go ahead and share this podcast with someone whom you think would benefit from the show. Let's share the love of becoming mission fit forever and reach for the stars. As I mentioned, you never want to stop exploring your full potential. If you are someone who wants to dive deeper into your health and or wants to finally develop a better understanding of math, then shoot us an email at Layla@LaylaAlia.com. That's Layla@LaylaAlia.com to learn more about our online coaching programs available to you worldwide. Then we can schedule a time to chat and discover how you can reach your full potential. You can also check out my products, ebooks, and other things that are on my website at LaylaAlia.com. All right, that's a wrap. Stay tuned on the next episode of Launching Forward. Have a fantastic day and remember to enjoy the journey. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Keep exploring. Bye.